You're listening to SBS News.
The Democratic Republic of Congo's Virunga National Park is shut to tourists until June, citing advice from scientific experts indicating that primates are probably susceptible to complications arising from COVID-19. Although Uganda and Rwanda have not announced similar measures, officials and tour operators there say there is virtually no business amid stringent travel restrictions. It's estimated only about 1,000 of the great apes still survive in protected areas in Uganda, Rwanda and Congo. Ugandan veterinarian Dr. Gladys Kalima Zikusoka is the CEO of the NGO Conservation Through Public Health. She says a virus like the human common cold could kill a gorilla, so the coronavirus is of particular concern.
Because great apes are so closely related to us, the chimpanzees and the gorillas, and if they've never ever been exposed to a virus like corona, they're more likely to get sick from it because it's a naive host from a closely related parasite, from a closely related host. So it would be a total disaster.
She says they've taken strict measures to try to protect the gorillas.
The additional measures that are being added is disinfectant at all the different sites, encouraging tourists to wash their hands. And the Wildlife Authority is also thinking of, they've approached us to consider the issue of tourists wearing masks. So we're hoping that will move ahead very quickly.
Countries such as Japan, Spain, France and Italy, all affected by the outbreak, are the source of many of the tourists who pay hundreds of dollars each to track the gorillas. Additional measures have been brought in to protect the primates from disease, but Bashir Hangi, a spokesman for the Ugandan Wildlife Authority, says the decision on whether to shut down gorilla tourism is now academic, as there's almost no business amid the outbreak. But he says even one infected person could spell disaster.
We have also introduced infrared thermometers where our people are able to test visitors who are coming to see whether they have any signs of coronavirus.
Bashir Hangi says even when the few visitors they do get have been checked for symptoms, they're told to stay 7 meters back from the gorillas just in case. Revenue collected from gorilla tourism is key in protecting the primates, as authorities in the three countries can then use some of the money to help local communities or invest in anti-poaching activities. Mountain gorillas have been listed as critically endangered or endangered since 1996, although their numbers are now said to be growing. Uganda announced late last year that its population of mountain gorillas had grown from 400 in 2011 to 459 following a 2018 census, inspired in part by what one official called a huge baby boom over the years. The fascination that human beings feel for their great ape relatives means that tour groups sometimes find it hard to observe the strict 7-meter distancing rule. But Gladys Kalima Zikusoka says the traffic in rule-breaking is not one way by any means.
What the research found is that the 7-meter rule was broken almost all the time, you know, almost 100% of the time, like 98% of the time. But what was interesting is that 60% of the time it was the tourists who broke it, and 40% of the time it was the gorillas who broke it.
DRC's Virunga, established in 1925 as Africa's first national park and now a UNESCO-designated World Heritage Site, has also long been vulnerable to poachers in a volatile part of eastern DRC. Alan Lee, SBS News.